Hello, this is Cynthia.
Hello.
Hi.
Is the audio working?
Yeah, I can hear you guys. Can you hear me?
Diana?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Hey, Diana, how are you?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I can hear you guys.
There we go. Speaker on.
That helps.
Cynthia, are you so we there?
So we got DJU. Who else is here?
David Huff. I'm here with the Transit Division and Grants Department.
Hi, David.
Hello, how are you?
Trying to figure this out. Thanks for your patience, Wendy and Diana. It's been kind of a crazy week for me.
Yeah. Hey, Wendy, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Staying afloat.
Yeah.
Did we get any RSVPs from the rest of the group?
Yeah, pretty much everyone accepted. And no one reached out to ask for help, so I'm assuming they all are familiar with it.
We'll know here shortly.
Yep. Wendy, today, after the meeting, can you stay for a second?
Yeah. Nice background, Tim.
Thanks. I always wanted to be part of the Brady Bunch.
Yeah. That's funny.
I still get the same dust and chaos I had last month. Hopefully Dennis will be joining us. I didn't touch base with him.
And Diane. I think I'm the only one who called in. I'm not on Zoom.
Where are you?
Huh?
Where are you?
I'm in Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. Be safe.
Yeah, I am.
Forgot about that. Alrighty. Well, thank you, Wendy, for putting this together, and Diana, because I feel like we've really lost some momentum here.
Sure, no problem.
Yes. Excuse me.
/3:32. Emmanuel just accepted, so I don't know.
He'll probably jump on then.
Yeah, he should be jumping on anytime.
I'm going to call Dennis real quick. He might be tied up at the store.
There he is.
I do that.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. We're waiting for you on Zoom. Okay. Have you called it before? All right, you're on the hook then.
You have not entered any numbers. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound.
You should be able to just click on the link in the invitation. Want me to resend?
You have not entered any numbers. Please re-enter your meeting ID followed by pound.
15th.
Goodbye.
Oh, Cynthia must have got disconnected somehow.
No.
Yeah, it was asking for numbers or something. Yeah. I was trying to figure out where that was coming from. It must have been her phone.
I think so.
Right, aren't you on your desktop? Okay, you want me to see if we can resend you the link? How would you like it sent?
I could send it to him if he wants me to.
On Facebook? I don't. Okay, so it's on your iPad. You should be able to do it. can't get to your email. Diana, he's trying to access it. This is Dennis. He's trying to access it. What's the 6-digit ID number?
218.
Hold it. 218.
591.
591.
1530. It should be all those numbers.
30. Ready? One more time.
I'm sorry, I was pushing the button. Sorry.
Okay. Can we see Dennis? There we go. All right.
There it is.
Okay, bye.
So the only one we're missing at this point is Diana.
Did we hear from her?
Yeah, she said she was coming.
Okay. Do we want to let me reach out to her?
If you want to, yeah. That way,
is that Mr. Lateef?
Hello.
Hi, are you going to be able to join us? Yeah, we're started on Zoom. Can you get to your computer? Okay. At the bank. Oh, that might not be good. All right. Did you send a link to Diana? She's got to get on her cell phone.
Sure.
Okay. I have the code if you want to get the code.
Yeah, I just sent it to her on her email.
Check your email. Can you check your email on your phone?
Or DJ, if she can just open the Zoom app, she can type in the same numbers you just gave Dennis.
Okay. All right, let's try something else, Diana. Go to the Zoom. Do you have the Zoom app on your phone? I haven't tried that yet. No link. Can you open the Zoom app on your phone? Okay, open the Zoom, and I have the code in front of me, so I'll read it to you.
Okay.
It's all a learning curve.
20. You got it. It's the order right now. So Monday.
And Robert Melee may be trying. The code is 218-591-1530.
Pound.
I didn't use a pound.
I think Cynthia is doing something else.
I'm calling in.
No pound, I guess. Just that code. You read it back to me, or you want me to repeat it? Okay.
There she is.
Okay. Can you hear us?
Her sound's not on. Tell her to put her sound on. We can see her. Oh, it's connecting.
I have yet to put that on my
phone.
There we go. An hour and 44 minutes. What?
Okay, we want to call the meeting to order at 3:39. Is that a yes?
Yes,
Okay, roll.
The only thing is that Diana and Mr. Lateef don't have sound, so I won't. So make sure you raise your hand, when we vote and stuff.
Can you guys see me?
Yes.
Oh, I can hear you now, too. Much better.
Okay. All right.
What about Mr. Lateef?
All right. It's just a minute, you guys. I'm just had to take care of something else, too. So sorry about that.
Okay.
He's going to step away. So let's go ahead with roll call.
Okay. DJ Becker?
Present.
Emmanuel Gomez?
Present.
Tim Roche?
Yes, ma'am.
Cynthia Ortegon?
Here.
Muhammad Latif? Dennis Smith?
Over here.
Diana Robbins?
Here.
Okay.
Right. We have a forum. Do we have anyone for public comment? Mr. Mele was going to try to join us.
You know what?
Nobody for public comment? The first 15 minutes of the meeting are reserved for members of the public to address the advisory
panel. I wanted to say that. I want to 100 that.
And items which are within the subject matter jurisdiction of the council. Speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Speakers will be asked but not required to identify themselves and state the subject of their comment. If the subject is an item on the agenda, the chairperson has the option of asking the speaker to hold the comment until the item is called. Comments on the item listed as public comment hearing should be held until the hearing is opened. The council is prohibited by law from taking action, take any action on matters discussed that are not on the agenda. No adverse conclusions should be drawn if the council does not respond to public comment at this time. Do we have any public comment? Seeing none, close the public comment. And I don't see any guests. All right. So the next item on the agenda is the business matters. Does everyone have a chance to look at the meeting from the minutes of the meeting from February 18th, 2020?
Yes.
Yes.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes as presented?
I make a motion to accept the minutes. This is Tim Richey.
Is there a second?
Dennis Smith, second.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously.
Okay.
Then we'll proceed to the minutes, the business matters. The informational report on the transit service planning. David Huff, welcome.
Thank you for having me. Just a brief introduction, David Huff. I'm the program manager with the grants department overseeing the transit division. So just to give you guys an update as far as where we're staying, speak with Yvette. She wanted me to give you guys an update on the request of having a bus stop within a Walmart shopping center. So right now, I know there's possibly going to be a few questions answered, so I'll briefly get the update just to save time for that. Right now, there has been, of course, with the history, if you guys know, there was a stop within the shopping center. The shopping center manager requested for the stop to be removed. There was an assessment taking, to my knowledge, last year or maybe the year before we applied for another grant to create an assessment. Didn't receive that one, but just recently we did apply for another grant. We were awarded the two-year grant where we can go about completing a two-year assessment. Now, I don't have the dates in front of me as far as a project timeline, as far as when that assessment will begin and will end. But we are looking to go about starting that. Now, the same as the years before, the purpose of this assessment will be to propose an assessment to determine the benefits of a on-site stop, the pros, the cons, benefits, the risk, liability, design, all of those things there. I did have a conversation with Keith, one of our engineers, earlier today. He did share a few concerns with some of the things I brought up from the previous assessment, and then he also shared a few alternatives with it. So there's a lot of things tied into it. There are some pros with it that allow riders to be dropped off much closer towards Walmart, but then at the same time, some of the cons that are there that have been discussed is the increase of liability, increased route time. Because of increased route time, how do we go about defeating that? Do we go about purchasing additional buses or what? We're not sure. I just wanted to make it real brief, save most of the time for questions, answers, so therefore I could go into more details in a sense. But like I said, we have been awarded a two-year grant for the assessment. Like I said, the project timeline, I don't have that in front of me, but it is something that we are looking to begin shortly.
How much was the grant, David?
That I don't know, but I could be sure to get that answer for you, so.
Okay. And just as a little background on our side, if I may speak on that, the council identified in years previous that this was a priority item to be able to get seniors safely to the largest retail destination in Madeira.
Okay.
And because of the use by seniors, and especially the folks now that are crossing Cleveland in an unsafe fashion, seniors, you know, packages, shopping, you know, Walmart is an essential retailer. And so this has been a top concern for a while.
Okay. Now, one of the questions that I do have, right now, currently, we do have DAR that allows for seniors and those with limited abilities or disabilities. Do the seniors also have the option to take DAR, or is it, and this is me asking questions for better understanding, so I can know those questions to ask moving forward. So like I said, with the DAR, is it that preference? Some seniors prefer the Madeira Metro route, or is it availability, or?
Cynthia, are you there?
Yeah. I would say, I don't know exactly what the limitations are for them not to take the DAR, although I would say availability of the DAR, have being able to make an appointment. A lot of times we have mandated, we have new programs in place to eliminate certain types of scheduled appointments that are kind of inconvenient for people, like the college route. We got that college route up where all the college kids take that one bus, and that let they were taking DAR, so DAR now has more availability. So maybe it's availability for scheduling appointments that seniors weren't able to make in order to ride the DAR, or that's the only thing I can think of, that there just weren't any appointments available in a time that they needed, I suppose. I'm not sure.
Well, and, you know, we need a reliable, predictable route to the largest retailer in Madeira, especially if the transit goal is to increase bus ridership.
Yes.
And seniors need a safe way to access this destination on a routine, you know, hourly or semi, you know, three or four times a day. I mean, it's just not efficient and not effective to, you know, have to call DAR because of the multiple stops and the other constraints with that. And that also takes away from folks that may be disability community folks that may be relying on that for doctor's offices or other stops. So a routine service for seniors and the disabled to Walmart would be just a top priority at this point. And I know it's difficult. We've also talked about a planning notch out on Cleveland. Wendy, what was the terminology you used on that?
I was going to actually ask that question, David. I'm not sure if you know the answer to the question or not, because my understanding of the grant is it includes the Walmart bus stop, but it's actually an evaluation of our routes to make sure they're efficient and determine where any new bus stop should be placed.
Yes. There may be a two-part, and just to let you guys know, so there may be a two-part grant. So there is the two-year assessment grant that was awarded. And then right now we're also in the process of submitting some paperwork for a Caltrans grant, where it basically does an assessment of all bus stops, basically seeing which areas of town are lacking stops, increased routes. That is a grant that we're actually submitting information for. So Wendy, yes, what you're speaking to, it may cover both the Walmart stop and increased routes. But I know in addition to that, we're also just recently submitting some paperwork for another grant where it can probably go about serving this duty as well in additional, towards increased stops towards the outer areas. So.
Okay. Now, do you know one of the options we were asking, we, the ADA Council, was asking to be looked at was the potential for a pullout, I think is what it's called, where the bus would actually, we'd move the sidewalk there on Cleveland. You know the grassy area on the south side
yes,
of Walmart?
Yes.
It would be a pullout into that area, but are they looking at that option still?
We have spoken about that option. I know I talked with Yvette and then again Keith earlier today, because Walmart is that entire area, of course, is, or at least that grass area, is owned by Walmart. So one of the things I spoke to Keith about is like basically purchasing that area, is it possible? And then can we create an entry exit bus stop right there? So basically right off of Cleveland, the grass area be purchased by the city, we'll pull in, create a bus stop, and then pull exactly out. It is doable. There are other risks that you had to look at. One of the things that Keith pointed out, for example, if you're looking at Cleveland heading west and then the grass area is directly towards your right, once you pull into that grass area and then you pull out, you have to quickly cut across three lanes and then come to a immediate stop, because now you're making that left into Walgreens. Assuming there's traffic following directly behind, you have to come to a immediate stop. If the driver behind you isn't paying attention, is there a risk of a rear end accident? So how, what are all the different scenarios we could look at to avoid a possible rear end or anything? So it has been discussed to purchase it. When I talked with Yvette, that was a question to potentially not take to the Walmart manager, but looking to go into the corporate office themselves.
Right.
Yeah, so pushing it further. So it has been on the table. Like I said, that's where we're at now, but we're trying to figure out the best approach. Pulling in isn't the obstacle, it's pulling out and then making that quick left to go into Walgreens. So
I mean, I think that could be remedied by a reroute of that particular stop for
yes.
at Walgreens. So
yes, yes.
It's just simply unacceptable for people to have to cross from Walmart on foot, or excuse me, Walgreens. So I know this has been a controversial scenario with the parking lot previously, and we don't want to have unsafe traffic in the parking lot of Walmart, but we need to find a way to accommodate safe travel for seniors on a routine basis to this major, our only major retailer. So
yes, agree.
We'd appreciate whatever you could do to make that happen. And what is your background by chance? Are you in planning?
Well, actually, my background is recreation, Parks and Recreation Community Services.
Okay.
I've been involved with the city of Madera for roughly 5 years, but with the city of Fresno, 10 years.
And you specialize in grants?
I don't specialize in grants, but I do have some prior knowledge in grants.
Okay.
But when it comes to overseeing grants in the Parks and Recreation versus grants in transit, public transportation,
okay.
Night and day. So, but I do have some knowledge in grants.
Well, I like the idea of hitting Caltrans up for this if they have some, they typically have some money available. And
yes, yes.
Cynthia is on the TAB committee, so she has some info. Go ahead, Cynthia.
I have what?
You're on the TAB committee, so you have the experience with the TAB situation on this.
Yeah, hi, David. I'm on the TAB advisory board. Yeah. I think we've been working on this for a while, and I think because of the way DAR operates and maybe the not enough buses and so forth to get the seniors to that shopping center, I think having a regular bus route would work well and keep, like DJ was saying, keep a good flow. I think it's just really not safe for, it's not just, people just cross Cleveland that way and don't use the cross. There is a crosswalk, obviously, at the light, but they just don't, they tend to want to go the shortest route, right? And that is what we're seeing as very dangerous for everybody in general, cars and pedestrians. And so anything you can do would really help. Thank you.
Yes. And like I said, I mean, all the things you guys presented, of course, these are things that we have spoken about. Like I said, right now we are in a process. We are submitting and actually completing another grant for Caltrans, like I said, to increase bus stops, ways to go about making things more routine on time. Even as far as within Grants Transit Department, we did go about just recently hiring a consultant. And then Cynthia, this would be something we'll discuss at our TAB meeting later this week, just to update you on that. So like I said, the things, DJ, you spoke of, like I said, completely agreeable 100%. With the ribbon cutting of the new transit center, it's there to go about meeting the public transportation needs of the city of Madera and how it's growing. And then also, even though right now we may have a fleet of 20 buses, it also has the potential to reach a fleet of 35 plus buses or so. So we know the need is there, but right now it's about just capturing those funds to serve that need, right? If it's additional buses, additional routes, and then also with these assessments, and how can we go about decreasing the risk and liability so we can meet these needs?
Do I understand it correctly then that we're pushing this project and decision out 2 years with this grant?
No, we're not pushing it out 2 years. We have received an award. It is a two-year assessment. Like I said, I don't have the date in front of me to where as far as the project line, but the project may be, what month are we in? July 20th. The project may be August 1st, 2020. So it may be August 1st, 2022, August 1st of 2022, for example. So it is a project that we have been received, an assessment we're just awarded for. Like I said, it's just going about starting.
Can we prioritize the Walmart stop?
Yes, we'll discuss it. Like I said, we have our TAB meeting this Thursday. It is on the agenda to discuss it. Like I said, so once we discuss it there, it'll be about bringing all the individuals together as far as figuring out what is the first step that is needed. Where we were left off at, I know there was just an assessment completed prior to me coming over to the transit division to where there's a final assessment. They tried to apply for the assessment, I'm going to say last year, but they did not get the grant. But they just got it again this year. So like I said, because it is something that the community is requesting, we completed an assessment earlier. It didn't, there was a risk presented with that. So like I said, now after receiving another 2 year grant, we're gonna go about pursuing it again to see if that need can be met or whatever risks are there. So, but it will be a priority, something that we will bring to the top.
I believe we have the support of the city council on this, if my recollection is correct, Wendy.
I don't know that.
I think the mayor spoke up and several of the council members.
Right, but this isn't an item that's been presented to the council to take a position on,
we
I don't think.
Do that?
No, that's the whole point of the study. As David is saying, the consultant will be hired. The 2 years is the grant funding cycle, if I'm understanding correctly.
Yes.
It doesn't necessarily mean the project will take 2 years. It just means you have to spend the money within 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be up to the TAB to award or recommend a consultant. It's got to go to council to award the agreement. And then at that point, it becomes staff's responsibility in the transit division to make sure they manage that timeline with the consultant. So if you feel that a particular area of scope of work is more important than other areas, then the TAB meeting is the appropriate place for that.
Okay, because if this takes 2 years, I'm going to start using the word Frogger again. Anyway, so do we need to take a vote on this or make a motion on that for our council?
No, it's just an informational report.
Okay. Any other comments on this? Speak up, people.
This is Cynthia. I just wanted to say, David, I didn't realize there was a TAB meeting this Thursday. Is that?
Yes, there's a TAB meeting this Thursday. Yvette is finalizing the agenda, and then we'll be sending out the reminders. I know with the TAB meeting for this Thursday, because they're quarterly so far in the between, it's easy to lose track of them, speaking for myself. So like I said, So we'll try to do a better job at sending those out at least a good week in advance. But there is one this Thursday. But if it needs to go about being rescheduled, we can easily reschedule it for another week or 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Okay. Is it the same kind of way that the Zoom kind of meeting?
Yes. Yes. All meetings will be Zoom moving forward until it is suggested to change. And then even during that meeting, we'll go about speaking about alternative times as well.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Sorry. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Got a message from Mr. Latif. He's waiting for his video to start. Diana, can you see Mr. Lateef? Nobody?
Nope, I don't see him. No. I can't see him either.
No, he's not in the meeting anymore.
He was?
He was in the meeting, but he's gone now.
But not now.
So he should go back to the link?
Yes, just tell him to click the link again and he'll come back.
I'm amazed Diana made it work from the bank in the car.
I see it.
Hasn't been my week for technology.
Hey.
Okay. Any other comments on the Walmart bus stop, folks? Dennis?
No.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Dennis.
I said no comment.
Oh, okay. Cynthia?
I will be at the TAB meeting that's coming up, so I will, if there's any information you want to give to the TAB people, either come to the meeting, I mean, show up to the meeting on Zoom or let me know and I'll,
what time is it on Thursday?
It's 5:30, I believe.
5:30 on Thursday.
David, I'm sorry, go ahead. Say that again.
Can I get a link? This is DJ. Can I get a link to that Thursday 5:30 meeting?
Oh, yes. I'll be sure to send one out to you.
Thank you. And I'll
get your email from Diana as well. And one of the other things I wanted to add, DJ, I know earlier it was spoken up as far as with the DAR transportation. When the Madera College was in, a lot of the students were taking use of that transportation. With the COVID-19, one of the things we decided to do with the DAR, we basically scaled back, mainly only making transportation available to seniors or those with disabilities. One of the things we have done within the transit department, we have to have discussions about, do we go back to making DAR available to all or only leaving it for seniors and those with disabilities in a sense. So like I said, so that has been on the table as far as discussions. That'll be something that'll be discussed at our TAP meeting as far as do we move forward with that or do we go back to keeping things the way that they once were. If we are to move forward, we're making it just seniors and those with disabilities in a sense, hopefully that'll increase the ridership of having an option of those seniors to be escorted towards the Walmart shopping center. So,
David, I know that you may not be coming into this or you're coming new and coming into this particular situation, but as recently as 6 or 7 months ago, we had Cynthia Ortegon sitting in the parking lot of the City Hall building for be an hour and a half to get the DAR bus pickup to go home after an ADA meeting or a city council meeting.
It was longer than that.
Cynthia?
Yeah, that happened, but that was longer than that, but that was something that I wanted to put on the record with the Transportation Advisory, and I did have it on the record, and Michelle apologized for that situation. That happened, it was just miscommunication. They didn't have enough drivers in the evening, and so they decided to pick up somebody else besides me, and I got what I wanted. I got my apology from them. That I'm good with that.
And got home before dark, I think, was the goal. But
no, I didn't, no.
It was dark? Yeah, I think it was dark. That's been a frequent complaint of the TABS or the DAR bus because of the frequency and, you know, the multitask or the ride sharing aspect of it. So our choice would be a direct route on a regular bus for the Walmart folks.
Uh-huh.
Mr. Lateef joining us? No. He's working on it. Okay. Any other comments on the transit service planning? There he is. Hi, Mr. Lateef. Can you hear us? Is his mic on?
He doesn't have his mic on or something, or yeah, he doesn't have sound.
I don't think he does. No.
Mr. Lateef, do you have your sound on? Are you on your phone? Yeah, you're on your phone, so maybe you have your volume down. Raise your volume on the side or click that side bar.
I think he's on his phone.
Yeah, he's on his phone. I could tell.
Okay.
He just doesn't have the sound.
Okay.
Yeah, because if he goes to the top of his screen up there, he can hit the unmute. He can unmute it.
I just sent him a text. Just turn his volume up.
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. So we move on to the next item. Okay. Wendy, that would be self-evaluation and transit plan update, or transition plan update, excuse me.
Correct. So we did submit an application for CDBG funding to do an update to the city's ADA self-evaluation. There was a desire to use CDBG funding on some other sources if we could find other money for this. Mm-hmm. So what I told the city council I would do is squeeze some money a little bit out of the, we have an insurance reserve fund, and see what we can fit in there. So what I'll do is I'll be putting out an RFP for a consultant to do the update. What I'm going to ask them to do is to bid the project in pieces in case the total is more than we can afford. And then I'll bring that to the ADA Advisory Council to prioritize those pieces. And I don't know what they all are right now, because one of the things I'm going to ask the consultant to do is to look at our existing plan and then look at what laws have changed since the last update, and make sure we're not missing anything. So then I'll bring that back to the advisory council so that you can prioritize, and then based on dollars we can identify, we'll take it to the city council with a recommendation on what pieces of the project to move forward with. For sure, that should include, my opinion, you guys can prioritize differently, but an evaluation and plan on downtown parking. We need an updated survey on public rights of way. I think all of our buildings are as accessible as they're going to be. Regulations on the buildings themselves, like say paper towel dispensers and restrooms, have not changed since the last time. And any new buildings are going to be in compliance. So I think where we'll probably focus the study is downtown parking, public right of way, and most likely the outdoor areas like parks, unless you guys see that different.
Okay, appreciate your perspective on that, Wendy. Thank you. When is the time frame for that?
So I've got to write the RFP and the scope of work that has to be published, and then the proposals have to be reviewed and awarded. So that's likely going to take, I would say, at least 90 days to get through the writing and the publication and getting the proposals in. Because we'll have to follow, based on the cost, this will be a full bid project. It's not like get a quote over the phone. It has to be a full published written bid process.
Wouldn't it be easier now that the first one can be built upon? Hopefully.
I don't know if it would be easier. I can tell you it's still going to be really expensive. I talked to the consultant who did our last one. When we did the first ADA self-evaluation transition plan, it started in about 08, took us about 3 years to do, cost us about $100,000 total. Nowadays, they cost between $2 and $250 for cities of our size. They're thinking they can do an update for $100K. But that was just a ballpark estimate over the phone. It's going to come down to scope of work. That's why I want them to break it into pieces and prioritize, so we can look at it and figure out what's the best place to spend our money.
Okay. Well, again, we'd appreciate your direction on that so that we can. Who's sharing their screen?
Mr. Lateef, you don't want to share your screen.
There, I stopped it for him.
There we go.
Yeah, okay. I was like, how do you stop the screen? Okay, cool. Thanks, Wendy.
Yeah.
Well, if Wendy, you can prioritize it for us where you think the need is, and then Cynthia, I know Cynthia has some opinions on that too.
Well, Cynthia. I'll bring it back to one of your meetings.
Okay. Great. Okay. Prices have gone up, apparently.
Yes, they have.
Okay, and then any other comments on item 3 from the committee?
So, the CBDG funds was funded approximately how much? About 20,000 or so, or what?
There was no recommendation. Well, the correct me if I'm wrong, DJ. I believe the Block Grant Commission had initially allocated a little bit of money. But we ended up moving that money because that really wasn't enough to make an inroad.
We had about 20,000 left after some critical need. And I guess it was the opinion that really wasn't enough to make a difference. So that money was placed in other areas. But it was a tough decisions. So we were happy you were able to come up with some money out of another account for sure. Cynthia, anything else?
No, I think that sounds like it's the right way to go, and that's I think we're doing a good job. I know it was the original plan was big and took a long time, and this sounds like it's going to be similar, but I'm glad they're doing it. It's the law, so we have to do it to keep up with the federal standards. So I'm glad that we have a money source to do that. So thank you.
Cynthia, can you make just a wish list so that we have some input?
You know, I need to go back and look at the original report and, you know, and see what. Wendy, do the new members have access to that report? It's on the website. That's correct, right?
Yes, it's on the ADA Advisory Council's page on the city's website.
I remember you had some ideas the last time we chatted about this of where, you know, the city had done well with the curb cuts and different things, and then we were moving on to other areas.
Yeah, I honestly can't remember right now.
Okay.
It's okay. I'll draft up the scope of work and then bring that back to the advisory council before it's published. Okay. Just in case there's anything else you want to add.
Super. Okay, thank you.
Any other comments on number 3 for the self-evaluation? Okay, so we're moving on to number 4. Postal response from U.S. Postal Service.
So this is my take. I don't have a lot of information. We had gotten the attention of the Sacramento Regional Office. We got some interest in Washington from our representatives, and then that got side-railed when the post office responded and said, we don't have to comply with ADA and we don't have to comply with the Architectural Barriers Act, which they're right. Our request is that they do it because it's the right thing to do. So Sacramento District Office had called, left a voicemail saying this person's going to contact you, and then COVID hit. And I think that has become the high priority for the post office at the moment, because I have not received further contact at this point.
Okay. And you have that information, Wendy? You have that contact that reached out to us? on file.
I'm trying to remember. She left a voicemail. I could not understand the name of the person that she said was going to contact us, but I know it was the Sacramento office, which okay. that information's on the...
Okay.
We had sent them a letter, and that's why they called us. So
yeah, that was the public affairs gal or something, if I recall. I'll try to find the memo on that. So I just don't want to lose momentum on this either. I mean, I know we're all kind of on pause for the next 6 months, but if we...
Yeah, we won't forget. It's just if they have the resources to address it right now when they're dealing with COVID in the workplace and still delivering mail.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and then we had some concerns about the parking space placement down there. Maybe we could mention that to David in the planning grant, planning.
That doesn't have anything to do with the grant that the grant David's working with is specific to the bus routes. Grant.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So the parking will be part of the update to the ADA self-evaluation transition plan.
That's what I meant. Thank you.
And then parking on the post office property is part of our request to the U.S. Postal Service.
Right. Okay.
Separate and apart from the street parking issue.
That's it. Okay. So, any comments on item number 4 for the Postal Service? Nobody?
None.
And Cynthia? Post office? Comments?
No. I've just, they do not have to comply with those, with the ADA and the federal and the, I don't understand that when it's a building open to the public. If it's, the building is so old, it put in historical status for whatever it is because it's so beautiful and important, yet it's open to the public and they have employees, and there's got to be a loophole there somewhere, I think. So that's my opinion.
I share your frustration. I was down there the other day. All right. Oh, Mr. Roche, do you have any comments on the post office? Where did he go?
No, not really. I don't really have anything to say about it. It's,
nothing good anyway.
The post office financially is struggling right now. So
yeah,
that goes back to the whole COVID problem and all that stuff again. You know.
Yep. Okay. All right. So I guess we can move on to item number 5: the advisory council reports, announcement, and request for future agenda items. Anybody? Dennis?
I've got one. I just to mention, I guess it boils down to the public not being aware of parking laws when it referred to handicap parking. I saw a business where the owner of the business parked their car for sale in their handicap spot. And it sat there for a couple of days. So finally, I just called the police and said, hey, unfortunately, you know, the widow, recently widowed, but still, it's the law, and she didn't even have the car parked in the handicapped spot. It was in the hash marked landing pad, but the police looked like they responded within an hour. The car was moved. So
yeah, well, I think it takes all of us and a watchful eye from the community to make sure that we prioritize this issue. And Wendy, I was going to ask if you still had some more of the DMV flyers that we had printed, because I gave out the stack that I had for businesses, the three color posters.
Yeah, the posters on the DMV website, but I think we distributed all the printed ones to everyone on the advisory council. I don't know if anybody has any extras left over.
You don't have any?
I posted one on the window here, but I don't think it's...
I had about 15 that I put her all around, but I could use some more. So can we get some more, Wendy?
I guess what I'm trying to ask is if anyone still has some in their possession.
Does anybody have any spares? They could return?
I just want to make sure we're not printing if we don't have to.
Right.
I'll see what I got, DJ.
Okay. Because I know everybody took, you know, four or five or...
Yeah.
And I could use some more flags.
It was like 100 we printed, wasn't it?
Was it that a lot?
Yeah, it was a good little, it was a good stack.
Also for DJ and others, we do have plenty of flags here. DJ, if you want to come by and get some.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Cynthia?
Yes.
You have a comment?
I can't think of anything.
Okay. Sorry. You're pushing the talk button, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I would, Wendy, I would like to just possibly send a request to the traffic department at Madera PD to just suggest that they do a once a month drive through. It doesn't have to be a directed enforcement, just in passing at the usual spots. So I know we had gotten quarterly in directed enforcement efforts the last time. So how do we go about doing that as a committee, council?
They know that is a priority for the ADA Advisory Council. I did reach out to them last week because you had asked that they have some traffic information for this meeting, but they've been a little inundated with other things. So we'll likely have an update at a future meeting.
Okay.
But they continue to do enforcement while just normally driving around. So the quarterly was specific directed enforcement.
Okay.
But there's standard, just normal course of the day patrol they're still issuing during that time, is my understanding.
That would be awesome. And I would just like to thank and reinforce that and let them know how much that the disabled community appreciates that. That's the number one complaint I get from folks, that they just simply can't access the places they want to go. And that also speaks to why the bus scenario, the bus routes would be so helpful to get folks where they need to go, because the parking is just under so much pressure from our population increase.
Yeah, it is.
Handicap spots are just hard to find. So, all right. And then anybody else have reports, comments, suggestions?
Is Lieutenant Foss still with the PD? I mean, seemed like our contact for as far as ADA issues.
He's down at Public Works.
We've temporarily put him in charge of Public Works. We needed an internal person.
He's keeping the sewer and the water running. Bless his heart.
He will go back to full-time lieutenant duties once we hire a full-time Public Works director. So we had an interim director. He lived down south. He was retired for Public Works. His wife has a compromised immune system. So when COVID hit, he had to suddenly depart, and they're sheltering in place at home. And so we had to quickly put someone who understood command structure and leadership over there. And then we'll, anyway, so yes, Voss is around. He's just currently wearing a slightly different hat.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got the place whipped into shape by now. Anyway, any other reports or suggestions? Manny, how's things in your world?
Small. It's an office and a house. That's it.
Okay. Diana, how about you? You were going to look into with some of the disability community.
Yeah, well, I have, when COVID hit, it's like everybody's in place and sheltered in place. So it's not doing a lot of moving around right now. My thing is only, I'm trying to stay sheltered at home, except if I have doctor's appointments for these guys. But other than that, that's about it. And I know a lot of my people with the disability, they are sheltered in place. They don't even have program right now. So it's like everybody's, it's just closed down.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to initiate the meetings via Zoom, so we could all still stay connected and still not lose too much momentum with what we're trying to accomplish here. So we, again, really appreciate it. Tim, anything to add or suggest?
No, we find out tonight whether the school district wants to go back. We're not going back. It looks like, from what I understand, kids, the teachers will go back on the 6th, and kids will go back on Wednesday the 19th. So they'll get it'll be a slower start to get a bunch of stuff in place, and we'll be all online this year. All online until we're not online anymore. So yeah. Anyway.
Abundance of caution.
Yeah.
Mr. Lateef, can you hear me? Mr. Lateef? Okay. All right.
Oh, I heard him.
Okay. I had the opportunity to connect with a Robert Melee, who is a member of the ADA community. He uses a power chair, and he reached out to myself and Wendy with some ADA complaints about sidewalk blockage and bathroom concerns at the Walgreens on Cleveland, I believe. So with Wendy's help, we found some links and made some connections with corporate on those concerns, and seemed to have gotten those resolved, primarily to his satisfaction. He's going to try to join us. I neglected to get him enough notice today, so my apologies to that. I'm going to call him in a few minutes. He's hopeful that he'll be able to join us in the future. He's very motivated, very thoughtful, and would be a great member of our community here. I also attended the Elections Task Force meeting on June 25th or June 20th. That was held by our county clerk recorder, Rebecca Martinez, and spoke to specific concerns that the disability community was having regarding the election. And boy, does she have her hands full. Fortunately, most of the ADA individuals are voting by mail. So, you know, that's alleviated some of that consternation. So we had some concerns up in some of the mountain areas, but she has just done an amazing job to try to make that happen. So I think that's everything, other than trying to get that on the radar for the traffic enforcement back, or still on the radar. And the DMV flyers was all I had.
Well, if Diana is not able to find any, DJ, between you and Diana, let us know and we'll print up a little bit more.
Anybody want flags to hand out? Nope. Alrighty. So, anything else? Any other items, Wendy, Diana?
No.
Nope. Okay, Cynthia?
Go with us. No, I'm good.
All righty. Well, if there's nothing else, meeting adjourned at 4:28.
DJ, if you could just sign the agenda and email it back to me with your electronic signature. Do you have an electronic signature? And you could just send it to me, and then I could add it.
Or I'll scan it and send it back to you.
That's fine. Yeah, whatever works for you.
All
Perfect.
No more technology for me today, please.
No worries. I totally understand.
Thanks for all of you today. So.
Thank you, David. Folks.
And then, so when's your next meeting availability, Wendy?
What?
When can we meet next? Is it feasible to meet next month?
If we have agenda items to address, yes.
Okay. All righty. Well, I guess we'll consider that. I don't know. Do we want to talk about maybe going quarterly?
That's an idea.
It might make sense. We could put that on next month's agenda because it would require an update to the bylaws.
Oh, right.
So we can add that as an item on next month's agenda to discuss, and then it would go to council for adoption.
Oh, so then we'd be stuck with quarterly then, huh? We can't just temporarily go to quarterly?
If you want us to only schedule quarterly right now, we could do that. We just have to post cancellation notices of the meetings in between.
What does everybody think, Dennis?
How did we get out to the public that this meeting was going on Zoom? So well,
that was my fault. I didn't have my act together this week. I'm sorry. So we got to do better at that.
Yeah, I don't know how we could have a Zoom meeting and have a public meeting. Is that?
It's possible. Yeah, no, it's possible. They just all get the same link, right, Diana?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's possible. Like Robert was going to try to be here, but I just blew that today. So I'll practice with Mr. Lateef and Robert, and we'll see what we can come up with. But once we get caught up, we might be able to have shorter meetings and just do it monthly then, or as necessary, Wendy. And I know you're struggling too.
Yeah, I mean, we'll continue to coordinate each month as we go forward on whether or not we have agenda items we need to address and whether it's appropriate. We do send out, Dennis, the agenda did have the information for Zoom, or they can contact us to get the link. We post it to the website just like we do normally, send it to the normal distribution list. So like it goes to all the city council members, anyone else that's asked for it. So we do put it out there, but people do have to try and, you know, make a little more effort than showing up at City Hall for the meeting to attend.
Once we get it reestablished, I think the participation would be better. You know, once we get this kind of worked out, now we know it's, you know, what's possible, just so that we don't lose any more momentum. So anyway, okay, any other suggestions or ideas? Alrighty, meeting adjourned. Thank you, everyone.
You too. Thank Have you. A good evening, everybody.
Thank you all.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Take care.
You want to go ahead and stop the recording, Diana?
Yeah.